This is the What I Live For podcast for Monday, July 13th, 2020. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the What I Live For podcast. And today I'm talking about meditation and focus. Specifically, I'm talking about how meditation has helped me stay focused. This question came from Nikki at Bronx 787. And hopefully you guys can understand what I'm saying because I'm using my old setup when I used to just do podcasts and just straight from Anchor. I wanted to talk about meditation because it's been something that's been in my life for a while now. I started meditation, I can't remember, whenever the book, and a lot of people might have read this book before, but there's a book called 10% Happier by Dan Harris. I read that book when it first came out, so I want to say it came out maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I read that book first, and I really like the idea of just like meditation and sitting and being present with your breath and like focusing on your breath and doing things like that. And then I really like just like the idea of just like building focus with meditation and like the stress relief and all that stuff. So I read that book, and I think like a couple years later he came out with another book that was more of a step-by-step guide of just like meditation. And I really enjoyed the idea of meditation, and I was always interested in it, but I just thought it was very like woo-woo, new agey, just a new agey practice. And I'm very surprised that I use it in like my everyday life. For me, I do 10 minutes of meditation a day. I try to do 20, so I break it up into two parts, 10 and 10. And there's some days I just do straight 20. I think that meditation helps, especially with the way we live now. Like, we're so connected with like devices and like information and like 24-hour news cycles. I think that stuff meditation really helps with just like breaking all that stuff up and just focusing on just like one thing. So like, how do you do meditation? So for me, and I think I've told a couple of people this because they've asked me about meditation itself. For me, I sit down. I can either sit on my couch or sit in a chair or sit in my car. Or what I usually do is like I lay down on the floor or like lay down in a bed or something. And I don't really fall asleep or anything like that. I used to, but it's become a lot better now. I lay down or sit still, like sit up and sit upright or whatever. I typically put my hands on like either my chest or my belly, on my stomach area, and I like close my eyes and then I just like breathe, and I focus on the way my breath is going in and out of my body. I started with a Headspace app. That has a lot of guided meditation. I think it has like a 10-day free thing where you can do like 10 free days of like meditation, like guided meditation practice. That's what I started with. I now don't use that anymore. I use an app called Insight Timer, and I've also used an app called Oak. And I think both of those have either guided or just unguided meditations. And most of those have just a timer on them, so you can just like go and then just focus on your breath and things like that. But my main focus right now is Insight Timer, and that's what I use. But I mostly focus on the breath going in and out of either my nose or at my chest or like my stomach. Like, I try to focus on one of those three areas, and that's what I typically do, and I try to do that for 10 minutes. I've noticed that, and lately I've noticed this today too, but when I do 10 minutes, I'm mentally counting down to like how much time I have left, And then I get like really unfocused. So like when I do 20 minutes, I think I'm more into it because I don't know how long this is actually going to last. Like the session of the meditation, I don't know how much it's going to last, but 10 minutes I can kind of gauge. And then I get like really unfocused about like concentrating on breathing and stuff like that. And I know people have asked me this before, but like, do you have to like clear thoughts and stuff like that? No, you don't. Like, the thing about meditation is that you're always going to be thinking about something. Like, you're going to be thinking about like your to-do list, or you need to do the dishes, or like, what is your kid doing at school, or like, how is work going? Like, you're always going to be thinking about something, or you're going to be thinking about something or another. So you can't really shut your brain off. Like, that's Dan Harris says this too. Like, you can't shut your brain off, because if you shut your brain off, you're either enlightened or dead. And that's the joke that he has in his book and a lot of his interviews. But a lot of times you can't shut that off. Like, you're always going to have thoughts. Like, you have millions of thoughts in your head going all day long. So, what you're really doing is, and I guess I can use this analogy, for meditation. Imagine yourself going to the gym and you're lifting weights, or you're doing cardio, and say the first day you go into the gym, you can only do like 5 minutes on a treadmill, like I used to when I was trying to lose weight the first time. Just imagine you can only do 5 minutes of cardio. Okay, so you go, you take that, you're done five. And then so the next day you come in, you try to do six. And then you just keep increasing the reps of like you focusing on whatever exercise you're doing. It's the same thing for meditation. Like, you're focusing on building more of a focus on like watching your breath. Like, you're building this focus on keeping your focus on your breath and not like wandering off with your thoughts, because it's gonna happen. Like, eventually you're gonna go a minute in, and then you're gonna be thinking about what you have to eat for dinner later, and it's just gonna happen. But meditation really like builds that muscle, that muscle memory of like, if I keep doing this, I'm gonna keep focusing on like watching the way I'm breathing and focusing on that versus what I need to do later, then it keeps you in this like very like focused state. And I hope that's making sense, because I know meditation is very like very confusing to a lot of people, and and I've had conversations with Nikki about this too. But like, I think it's the best stress reliever if you can't get to the gym. Like, if you can't get to a gym, and you like, and I know a lot of people use the gym and things like this, or like exercise, for stress relief, and I think that meditation is just another form of stress relief. So it's just like you focusing on what's happening right now versus what happened before you started the meditation practice, and what's going to happen after you get done with it. So it's just really you focus on what's happening right now. And for me, it's helped me a lot, because a lot of times, and I still have this problem too, like I get really unfocused. I'm like scatterbrained a lot of times, but I know that is 10 to 20 minutes of my day that I try to keep focusing on like what I'm doing right now in the present moment. And it does really help. I think it helps a lot with focus. 'Cause I used to be like really scatterbrained when it came to like reading books. I could not read a book for more than like 5 minutes before I'm thinking about the next thing. Like, what's going on social media, or what's going on like what times the TV show start, or stuff like that. Like, I would be all over the place. And I think that building that muscle of focus really helps. And for me, it's really helpful like with my reading, and like not worrying about trying to do 800 things at once and just focusing on one thing at a time. And I think it helps. So I hope that kind of explains like just like meditation and focus itself, and like how it's kind of helped me and how it could possibly help you. So If you want to contact, if you want to contact me, you can contact me on Instagram. My username is at Willie Gillis. If you have any questions or concerns for the podcast, you can email me at whatilovefourpodcast@gmail.com. And that's going to be it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I will see you next week.